Good morning. You are listening to Raven Radio. Today is Thursday, August 8th, 2013. I'm Holly Keene, and this is Raven News. Two administrator candidates who have proposed managing Sitka as a team offered a rigorous defense of their idea Tuesday afternoon. Rob Allen and Robin Sherman, a husband and wife duo with close ties to Sitka, were interviewed by the Assembly along with four other individual candidates. Four more semifinalists were interviewed yesterday afternoon. KCAW's Robert Woolsey reports.
In addition to the team of Allen and Sherman, the other candidates who interviewed with the Assembly were Robin Bennett, the current town manager of Southwest Harbor, Maine, Pamela Kasky, a former city manager of Alliance, Nebraska, Sitkin and former Search Vice President Mark Gorman, and current Sitka School Superintendent Steve Bradshaw. But it was the team of Allen and Sherman with the most unconventional application who faced some of the most difficult questioning, much of it stemming from a six-page memo drafted by the city's legal department listing 24 specific concerns of department heads and senior staff about having a management team run City Hall. Municipal Attorney Robin Kochek summarized some of the concerns in her memo, writing, "Having invited comments from department heads in key clerical and administrative positions, all but one expressed the feeling of this being disastrous and could not see it as anything but bad." Sherman took that criticism and decided to play offense.
"We're concerned that that memo is really focused on the wrong set of risks. And we're concerned that the real risk here is that the next city administrator will focus on business as usual and on making City Hall run better. While that's necessary and important, we believe that what this community really needs is leaders who recognize that the loss of jobs and the rising cost of living are a serious threat to the long-term health and the quality of life in Sitka. The city needs leaders who are going to get a handle on the Blue Lake expansion project, which we're concerned has the potential to bankrupt the city. Sitka needs to keep people here and attract new residents by promoting economic development and investing in affordable housing. And it needs to bring new public and private resources to the community."
Most of the questions the candidates fielded were fairly standard. How would you handle a disagreement with the Assembly? Describe your three greatest strengths and weaknesses as an administrator? That sort of thing. Deputy Mayor Pete Esquiro, however, challenged Rob Allen on his civic service. Allen, in addition to helping build his family's business, Allen Marine, served one term on the Sitka Assembly and ran unsuccessfully for both mayor and later the legislature. Esquiro asked Allen why the Assembly in his previous term failed to plan for accumulated depreciation, basically the high cost of replacing city infrastructure and equipment, and what he, as a successful businessman, would do about it now. Allen responded that depreciation was funded differently in business and in government. Governments have the ability to bond, and he said that with good planning, you should stage capital projects around your bonding capability. A more business-like approach, Allen suggested, was a recipe for disaster.
The problem, I think, is if you're trying to build up a huge, huge reserve, is at some point you're going to get an assembly that says, gosh, we're sitting on $50, $60 million here to replace all this stuff. That's a huge pot of money. We don't need to be taxing the citizens, and let's use that up before we do anything else. It's kind of, you're setting it up, I think, for a real danger for things to not happen.
Esquiro also broke from the standard interview list during the Assembly's interview with Sitkin Mark Gorman, who served for years as vice president at Search and lately has been country director for an international non-governmental organization called World Education in Laos. Esquiro asked Gorman to explain what bearing any of this work had on being a city administrator.
Sure, that's a great question. I think as a manager for the last 35 years, those skills are transferable to most environments. Certainly my work at Search was highly complex, highly political, and highly charged. Working in the tribal communities with different agendas, competing agendas, trying to do resource allocation with limited resources and do it in a sensitive, reasonable, and operational way, I think has direct application to what I've learned about municipal operations in Sitka.
Gorman said his overseas experience helped make him adaptable and a quick learner in a variety of organizations. He said he saw his role as a leader as making the people who worked for him successful. Not all the pressure in the interviews came from Deputy Mayor Esquiro. When Sitka School Superintendent Steve Bradshaw's term came round, it was Assemblymember Mike Reif who asked how the candidate would balance his passion for education with other critical needs in the community. Esquiro said he remembered a particularly tense budget meeting 2 years ago when Bradshaw reportedly said he was not going to play fair. Bradshaw said he had a long memory, too.
When you ran, I asked all the candidates that year, and I believe Michelle was there and Matt was there. I can't remember for sure, but, you know, I asked you what you saw was the role of government. And of course, one of the answers that you all came back with was education of the populace. I'm a strong believer in that. So at the same time, I'm fully aware of fiscal responsibility and how that plays in the decisions that the assembly and the board both make.
And he did not step back from his principles.
And I have to tell you, Pete, I never apologize for being passionate about education.
Bradshaw did apologize about his randomness. In response to a question from Michelle Putz, he said one of his strengths was the ability to surround himself with people who could help him stay within the confines of what he was trying to accomplish. The interviews with the two out-of-town candidates in this round, Robin Bennett and Pamela Caskey, were a bit more conventional. Bennett's computer was broken, so her answers were given over the telephone rather than video conference and were not available over the PA system in the assembly chambers. Bennett referred to herself as a calculated risk taker, and she noted that she had never had to leave any of her municipal management jobs under duress. That was not the case with Pamela Caskey. She said she'd been fired from her last two jobs, one as city manager of Alliance Nebraska and the other as the executive director of the Northwest Colorado Council of Governments. Caskey has been out of municipal government for the last 2 years. She told the assembly that she missed it and that she had learned her lesson.
I have had a tendency to be too blunt, and that sometimes affected people. I've spent the last 2 years trying to figure out how to convey the same message without so much bluntness. The reality is, I can't tell you whether I'm successful or not because I haven't had the opportunity to go back to work to see if, to put it into action. But it is certainly my goal to learn to use what I have learned to still be a straightforward person, but to be a little more sensitive to the way the message is being received.
Assemblymember Tor Christensen thanked Caskey for the most honest answer to a question about a candidate's weaknesses that he had ever heard. Caskey did pull a few smiles with some of her other answers. She said she first became enamored with municipal government as a 13-year-old when she bombed a social studies test and had to make it up by going to a local council meeting. She also said that she was not a morning person, and you would probably not find her at her desk at 7:30 a.m., but rather at about 8:15, quote, with toothpicks in my eyes, end quote. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.
Following a second round of interviews yesterday afternoon and evening, the Sitka Assembly decided to invite former Search Vice President Mark Gorman, Pamela Caskey, Jim Pascal, and Cynthia Gubatayo to advance to a third round of in-person interviews. The other local candidates for the job of city administrator received votes, but were ultimately dropped. They include Sitka businessman Rob Allen and his wife Robin Sherman, who applied as a team, and Sitka School Superintendent Steve Bradshaw. The decision to drop Allen sparked lengthy debate, some of which occurred behind closed doors in executive session. Assembly members Matt Hunter, Tor Christensen, and Mayor Mim McConnell all expressed an interest in interviewing Allen as an individual candidate rather than as a member of a husband and wife team. Other members of the assembly thought that this was unfair and would give Allen a so-called second bite of the apple, even though Allen and Sherman indicated during their initial interview that either would be willing to be considered separately for the job. Matt Hunter and Mayor McConnell were most vocal in recommending a separate interview for Allen as a duty to the public to make sure the assembly arrived at the best choice for administrator. However, following an hour-long executive session, Allen's name was dropped. Matt Hunter could not comment directly on what transpired in the executive session, but offered that the decision was based more on Allen's experience than other factors. For full details on the short list of Sitka's new city administrator, tune in to Raven News tonight at 5:19 p.m., or you can visit our website at kcaw.org. Alaska U.S. Senator Mark Begich is visiting Anchorage and flood-ravaged Galena this week with chairwoman of the Senate Indian Affairs Committee. Stops on today's itinerary for Begich and Washington Senator Maria Cantwell include the Alaska Native Medical Center and Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium in Anchorage. The two are scheduled to visit Galena tomorrow, with stops including a fish camp tour and briefing on Yukon fisheries issues. While in Alaska, Cantwell also is scheduled to headline fundraisers for Begich and the State Democratic Party today in Anchorage and Friday in Fairbanks. A new commander is scheduled to take over the Alaska Command, which oversees more than 22,000 service members in the state. Lieutenant General Russell J. Handy will take over tomorrow at a ceremony to be held at the Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson in Anchorage. Handy will replace Lieutenant General Stephen L. Hoog, who is moving to the Pentagon to serve as the Air Force Assistant Vice Chief of Staff and Director of Air Staff. Handy's last assignment was at Joint Base Pearl Harbor-Hickman. In that assignment, Handy served as the Pacific Air Force's Director of Operations, Plans, Programs, and Requirements. And that's all for Raven News. If you've missed any of our stories or you'd like to hear them again, please visit us online at kcaw.org. And here's a look at Sitka Zone weather. Today, expect rain with highs around 61, southeast wind 5 miles per hour, shifting to the southwest late in the afternoon. Tonight, rain likely in the evening, patchy fog late with lows around 55. Friday, decreasing clouds, patchy fog in the morning, highs around 66. And you're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka.